And when he comes home, you give him the best robe and kill him a fatted calf. And he makes merry with his friend, but says, you never give me a fatted calf to make merry with my friend. Oh, brother, do you not see the difference between the one who is typical of the child of grace, who goes off, who finds sin to be exceedingly sinful, comes back, begs God to have mercy upon him, confessing that I'm not worthy to be called thy son. And yet look what the grace of God did. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. I'm going to do something now that I know that some would prefer that I didn't do, I know. But I want to make mention of the wonderful help that was given us on this repairing, remodeling, painting, scrubbing, cleaning this building. Modesty would have us to say nothing about it, but if it had not been for several, we could not have done the job. Now, the Carter Wood Construction Company sent scaffolding and sent two men here to do a great part of the work. And then Earl Thompson has worked faithfully and has for many years. I'm sure that very few of us realize how much work that Earl has done for Frying Pan Church Meeting House over the many years. Now, Mr. and Mrs. Simpkins, Frank Simpkins. Frank has worked right by my side all along. Mrs. Simpkins did some wonderful cleaning and so forth. And Mr. Gein, George Gein, helped us with the painting. And my son helped a great deal. I want to express appreciation for those who did that, and also for many who have contributed in a financial way. And I think someone said this morning, am I in the right place? And if you remember what it looked like before, you will say that I must not be in the same place. Now it is time for our communion. I want to read in hymn, we will not sing, but I would like to read in hymn. And then the brethren, the members of the churches, our various churches who are ordered with us, we will ask you to take your seats somewhere close to the front so you can be waited on. Now, this is hymn number 478 in this book. 'Twas on that dark, that doleful night, when powers of earth and hell arose against the Son of God's delight, and friends betrayed him to his foes. Before the mournful scene began, he took the bread and blessed and brake. What love through all his actions ran, what wondrous words of grace he spake. This is my body broke for sin, receive and eat the living food. Then took the cup and blessed the wine, 'tis a new covenant in my blood. Do this, he cried, till time shall end, in memory of your dying friend. Meet at my table and record the love of your exalted Lord. That was written by Watts. Now, if you will be seated so that you can be waited on easily.
This was the end of the recorded portion of the services, since it did not record the communion service.